music from the jazz quartet Otherworld. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. My next guest is Jeffrey Chappell, the pianist in this global jazz group. It also includes Jake Kohlhaas on guitar, Chris Taylor on bass, and the percussionist Jake Marinari. Jeffrey Chappell is the director of jazz studies at Goucher College. This band grew out of his work at Goucher. Let's listen to a little more of this track called Candlelight from their debut CD. Beautiful tune, beautifully played. Jeffrey Chappell is the tunist and the player. Jeff, it's nice to see you, man. How you
doing? Same here, Tom.
So you and I have committed several crimes together over the years. We've done a bunch of concerts together, and we even were both on the faculty at Goucher College for a long time, where you still are.
Right.
I retired a couple of years ago. But this group actually grew out of your work at Goucher. Tell us how it came to be.
Well, it all started when I was a boy. Now, that's how I start every story. But actually, all kidding aside, the Goucher connection is this. I have a lot of students there that come through my jazz studies program, and these other three musicians in this group all are alumni of Goucher College. And in one form or another, they were my students there. They were in some of my classes. Now, you might think that I formed the group, but actually, Jake Marinari, the drummer, invited me into the group one day when we were jamming, and I said, yes, I'll join this group. And I feel really lucky that I got that invitation, because it's really been a success story ever since then.
Yeah. And it's great to work with folks in our business. I've always found that it's great to work with people who are a lot older than me and a lot younger than me. I mean, you learn a lot from both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, we decided to do the group, and we spent a year basically getting our musical vision together so that the music that each of us writes is within a certain kind of aesthetic groove, but it all sounds like Otherworld, even though it's written by all four of us. Each musician composes a tune, and then when we rehearse, we all collaborate together to make the arrangement of it.
Let's listen to one of the other tunes on the album. This is a cut called Full Moon. Looked at the album credit closely enough, but when you say all four of you compose it, do you all give each other, composing credits on the album?
No, I get the composing credit for that tune.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of input from the other guys.
I take the tune to the group, mm-hmm. and then they listen to it, and the drummer says, well, that makes me want to play this, and the bass player says, I therefore want to react to it this way. The guitarist says, I'm going to use these chord voicings, and so on, and that's how we do it with all of our tunes. One of us brings the tune to the group, and we go from there.
And you each have different musical identities, different musical backgrounds. I mean, you were actually the first pianist I heard play in Baltimore. I moved here in 1982. The Meyerhof was about to open. They had a hard hat concert. You may not even remember that you played this job. And you played, I think, a movement of the Mendelssohn Piano Concerto.
Right.
So I knew you as a classical pianist, and then you and I went on to do many concerts of classical repertoire together.
Right.
But the other guys in the group weren't necessarily classically trained. So it's interesting. It's a mishmash of perspectives.
Well, you might say that's how the name of the group came around, because the bass player has a pretty heavy funk streak going on there, and the drummer has a lot of Middle Eastern training, and the guitarist a lot of jazz training going on. So, when you put all of this together, it creates another world. So there you have it.
Other world, right. You guys won a Global Music Award. I mean, folks in music these days, at least in non-classical music, tend to categorize, they're big in the categories, you know. Would you describe Otherworld as a global music band? I mean, what's the term that you like to attach to it?
We call it contemporary jazz, and it's really hard to give it a particular title. A Global Music Award is actually a prestigious international competition. That's just the title of the awards, and they have many different categories, like the Grammys, you know, they'll have best soundtrack or best new album or whatever. And so in the category of album, we were in the top 10 winners. And that was part of our success story professionally, was getting that award. Because after we had been together for a year, we got a grant from Goucher College to make the debut album, which we did at Blue House Studios in Silver Spring. And then I entered the album in the competition, and lo and behold, we got the Global Music Award. And we've gone on from there professionally to do a lot of things. We've given concerts at Sandy Spring Museum, Andy Music. We were part of the inaugural season for Goucher Summer Stage Concerts. And, you know, it's a funny thing. A week after we released the album, I got an email from a jazz internet station based in London, England, asking permission to play one of our tracks online. And I'm like, how did they know about us? And then a week later, I got an email from a student of mine who lives in Nairobi saying he'd been walking through the shopping mall and he heard the music coming over the speakers. I'm like, this is amazing.
You know you've made it when you're in the Nairobi shopping malls.
Well,
that's great.
It's just sort of a, it's just sort of a phenomenon. These keep happening, these little things.
Yeah.
You know, like I saw.
And what's your take on the jazz scene? I mean, you've had your foot in the classical scene. You've had your foot in the education scene here in Maryland. You know, not just in Baltimore, but you teach at the Levine School in Washington and
right.
stuff. What's your take? It certainly has changed an awful lot in the 35 years we've known each other.
Well, the jazz scene, you know, it's small and strong. That's how what I like to say about it. Or even the classical music scene. You know, there are all these different styles of music, and, you know, people like to say that things are, you know, going out of style or this or that. But, you know, once something is established, it can become small and strong. I think that all these scenes are very healthy and very much alive.
Well, it's always good to see you, man, and it's great to hear this new album, all the tracks. This last track that we're going to go out with is a tune called One Summer Night from Otherworld. Jeff Chappelle, good to see you, and break a leg tomorrow night.
Thanks so much.
Jeffrey Chappelle is the pianist in the jazz quartet Otherworld. Otherworld will be playing and live streaming a concert tomorrow night, 8 o'clock at Blue House Productions in Silver Spring. We've got a link to details on how to attend or to tune in on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, Health Watch with Dr. Lena Nguyen, the health commissioner of Baltimore City, and a conversation about the Justice Department report on the Baltimore City Police Department that will be officially released today. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor's up next with the Writer's Almanac. Have a great day.